Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Kathy. Meet Conan.
I can't believe you're talking to me.
Well, yes, I'm talking to you, Kathy, because that's how this works, is that you call me and I talk to you. So let there be no confusion about the process here.
I would never flip it. I would never confuse
you. Where are you, Kathy, right now? Where are you?
I'm in America.
You're where?
Or do you mean in the house?
I'm having trouble hearing.
I'm in the basement.
Oh, is the audio a little weird?
I think our audio's a little weird.
Yeah, it's not coming in.
Uh-oh. Sorry about this, Kathy. You know, I tried to hire the best people, but they weren't available.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Is that okay?
Want to give it a shot?
What do you think? Seems
Let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens.
Give it a shot.
This is what I've learned about you, Kathy, so far. Audio, not your strength. Fair or not fair? Okay.
Fair.
So you had a little bit of an audio glitch when you started, but I'm a very patient person. Also,
I thank you.
I fear technology, and so I'm no whiz myself.
I share that fear.
Are you afraid of technology?
I am deathly afraid of it. This is my maybe like seventh time Zooming ever.
That explains why we've had so much trouble getting you started today. But
yes. I apologize.
We don't even know that this is Kathy's fault, though.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
Matt, please. I'm not done speaking.
Sorry.
Matt had no right coming into your defense, Kathy. I think that since I don't know you, you're the easiest person for me to blame in this moment.
I'll take it.
Understand. So it's just like, yeah, Kathy screwed up. Kathy did something wrong. Kathy messed up this part of the podcast.
I wouldn't argue with you. I'll take it.
You're terrific.
I wouldn't argue with
You're terrific. You know
you're
what,
just
Kathy?
Just going to sit there and take that?
I know.
Come
what
on.
Am I defending you
I
for?
I know. I feel like I'm disappointing Sona. I'm sorry. But I knew if anyone were going to defend me, it'd be Matt.
I love it, Kathy. Your natural instinct is to think that I'm correct.
Yes.
You're wrong, but it's your natural instinct, and I'm delighted by that. So you are, I think you told me it was back when the audio was bad, back when you were doing the wrong stuff that hurt the podcast. Oh, and I don't know why I'm dwelling on it.
I remember.
It was a while ago, but it really scarred me. I think you told me that you're in your basement. Is that right?
I am.
And this is the basement of your home?
It is.
And where is your home?
I live in Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, you live in Illinois. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Illinois.
Yeah. Illinois. Do you ever say Illinois?
No.
No one does, right? That's just a completely made up thing.
Right.
If I walked around Illinois going like, I sure do love it here in Illinois, people would know I was a phony right away, wouldn't they?
Yes. They would know that you're not from here.
Yeah. And they would hit me with sticks. So what do you do for a living?
I'm a pharmacist.
Oh, you're a pharmacist.
Yes.
Can you?
I am a legal drug dealer.
Can you?
Okay, let's line up with our requests.
Yes. Yes. Are you familiar with the drug propofol?
I have heard you mention it before.
I'm obsessed with it. And I'll tell you why. My father had a brush with colon cancer many years ago, survived, and he's doing well. Because of that, his doctor said all your sons should get checked regularly for colon cancer. And I was dreading it. And then they gave me propofol. And man, I have never taken drugs. I'm not a user of drugs, but I now get a colonoscopy every 2 days. And, they're in there all they're in there all the time. It's like the Lincoln Tunnel in there. Yeah, it is. There's just traffic going both ways, and there's lights and honking. And yes.
Kathy, you're allowed to leave.
No.
This is wildly entertaining.
She said in quotes. Well, anyway, so that's fascinating. You have the power to write prescriptions, do you? Or no, you don't. You have to.
I don't.
You can't write a prescription.
No, I can process your prescription and I can dispense you your drugs. I can counsel you on your drugs, but I'm not allowed to prescribe.
Okay.
I wish I was.
Okay.
Maybe you hook you up all the time.
Maybe. Thank you so much. And by the way, you just lost your license. You just said publicly,
I'm trying really hard not to reveal where I am.
I'm a pharmacist. This is where I live. And I can hook you up anytime.
Oh, no.
Because of your celebrity status. These are not good instincts on your part.
What if Conan came in with a prescription written in crayon? Would you be able to fulfill that?
And it was written on stationery that said, from the desk of Conan O'Brien.
If you dropped it off personally.
Yes, if I dropped it off personally. Yeah. Wow.
Possibly.
I'm very intrigued. I think I'll be dropping by pretty soon.
Take a quick trip to Illinois.
Is it tempting ever to judge someone a little bit by, you know what I mean?
No.
By what they're getting. Do you know what I mean? Like if I came to you for a prescription and let's say
syphilis or gonorrhea.
What? Who went there?
I'm sorry.
I mean, a lot of the times they don't write the indication why you're getting certain drugs, because many drugs have different uses. You know, you can be using antidepressants for pain sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
okay. But what if I was constantly coming to you for treatment of venereal diseases, just constantly? Like, yeah, I was in all the time, and then I'd be like, yep, another crazy weekend. Wouldn't you start to judge me a little bit?
Well, I would wait till you were gone.
And then you'd talk about me. That's what I meant. And then you'd talk about, oh my God, Conan was back, and apparently he just does not.
Another flare-up.
Must be Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh my God. He goes out on Saturday, so it's Tuesday. What's your life like? Tell me about your life a little bit.
I have two daughters. I have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. Boy, girl?
Yeah. Two girls.
Two girls. Okay, got it.
Two girls, yeah. Married.
Okay. You sort of shrugged when you said married. You know, tell us about the husband. We like this guy, clearly.
I do. I love him.
Good.
He's my best friend.
Well, which is it? Do you love him or is he your best friend? You've got to choose one. You can't have both.
Oh, just one? I love him.
Yeah.
You got to choose one.
You have to choose. That's just in my world.
To my head.
In my world, you have to choose, you know? Look, I love my wife, but she is not my best friend, okay? That's just not happening.
That's fair.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I'm just messing about. And tell me about your friends. You got any interesting friends?
My best friend is Violet. Mm-hmm. Her name is Violet. We call her the VFC.
The VFC.
The VFC.
You want to tell me what that stands for?
Am I allowed to swear here?
Sure. It's a podcast. You can do it any way you want.
You're encouraged to swear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stands for Violet fucking Chain.
Okay, this conversation is over. If you can't, if you're going to be a potty mouth. Yeah. I have a prescription for you. It's called soap. Wash your mouth out.
Oh my God.
That is awesome. I'm getting my ass handed to me.
So Violet is VFC. Okay. And you guys are pals. You've been tight for a long time, haven't you? That's what I'm guessing.
Since the fourth grade.
Oh my God. So you knew right away that she was your friend.
I'm in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Besties for life.
Besties for life. So that's great. And is she a pretty reliable friend? She's a good person?
She's the best.
Yeah, but
she makes everything better. She's like bacon.
Hey, that's nice.
Well, but then you get the higher cholesterol. You know, thickening.
That's okay, because I'm a pharmacist. I'll know what I need.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you prefer? You like the Lipitor? Which statin do you prefer?
Ooh, you know, Lipitor. Mm-hmm. Lipitor is a good one.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. I'm getting
favorite one.
Getting no money from the Lipitor people, but keep it going, guys. You're doing a good job. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss a
beat.
You
know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was weird.
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with Canva presentations. Sounds like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just start with a prompt and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds.
or with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library, you save time and you wow your audience. Mm-hmm. I have never made one of these presentations and I never will, but there's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. 90%!
That's a lot of percent.
Yeah, let's get it to 100%, guys. Come on. Nail your next work presentation with Canva Presentations by heading to canva.com. Designed for work.
So tell me an interesting story that involves Violet. I just picture there's good stories of you and Violet having adventures.
There was one year in our early 20s, we went to an amusement park. And I was super nervous about getting on this one ride. It's like the kind where you just kind of go up really high and they just drop you.
Yeah, those are actually just that's a mechanical failure and they call it a ride. That's something that's not functioning properly.
It's a ride.
Oh, the elevator just crashed. It's a ride.
It's for your entertainment.
Yeah, that bridge just collapsed. It's a ride. So what happens? So you go up and then you get dropped.
Right. So we were getting in our seats and I was super nervous, like shaking, instantly regretting, you know, deciding to get on this ride. And she was kind of fidgeting with her harness and she slammed it down a little too hard to make it click in place. And I think she had hit hit a sensitive female area. And she just screamed, "Oh, my fupa!" And then away we went, you know.
Wait a minute, what? She called, you said a sensitive female area.
Female area?
I'm imagining.
Have you ever heard of the word fupa?
No, I have not. What's fupa?
In Tina Fey's words, it's a delightfully crude acronym for fat upper pubic area.
Oh. Fat upper pubic area.
Oh no.
Or it is a acronym.
I named our dog Fupa.
Oh no.
I didn't know what it was. Oh. I just made it up. I thought I was making it up and I get all these dirty looks when I'm out in the night and I'm like, "Come here, Fupa. Fupa.
Let me pet my fupa.
Let me pet fupa." And I've been arrested several times. And I say it's the dog, but the dog has always wandered away at that point. So there's no dog there. Wow. So I didn't know that. Is that a Tina Fey-ism? Where does she, was that from 30 Rock or did she say it someplace else?
No, she didn't coin it. I don't know where it came from.
Oh.
But it has a special place in my heart though.
Okay.
Fupa. I like that. I'm going to use that.
No, you're not going to use that.
No?
No.
Oh.
No. When are you going to have cause to shout out, "Ow, my fupa"?
I don't know, when I'm on a roller coaster and I slam the thing down too hard.
Or exactly. When you give birth to twins.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, to the doctor, I'll be like, "My fupa."
Yeah. And my dog will come running in. Dressed in a medical gown.
Oh, come on.
He's very responsible.
He's got a stethoscope.
He's got a stethoscope. Oh, Dr. Fupa, you're here.
Dr. Fupa.
Very good. What do you think? Systolic pressure.
He's talking.
Yeah, he can say some stuff. Yeah. Kathy.
Dr. Fupa is going to be the title of this episode.
Dr. Fupa.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Fupa is played by a golden retriever.
The position of the baby is ideal.
God, what is happening?
What happened here? Kathy, you broke it. You broke the show. You broke the show. Kathy, do you have any question for me? Because I like to help anyone who's a fan. I don't know if you're a fan, but I'm assuming if you've put up with me for this long.
I am a super big fan.
Oh, that's nice.
The question I have for you is, if, you know, being a pharmacist, sometimes we drop pills. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, if you were counting out some pills and you happen to drop one on the ground, would you put it back in the bottle?
Yes, I would.
What would you do?
I'm not even going to pause. I am not squeamish about that stuff. And so if the pill is a hard pill, if it's a hard pill with its own structural integrity and it falls on a carpet or a piece of tile, I'm not phobic about that. Now,
but you're not the one taking it.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm the one who saw it. So the other person, do I think this poses a risk for the other person? I don't think so. Now, that's with no medical training and no knowledge of how bacteria works. But I'm going to plunge ahead and say, I think as a society, we've gotten too soft. were too like, oh, look out. Oh, it might have something on it. I don't know. Put it in the microwave for an hour to make sure. I think we need to acquaint our bodies with all kinds of horrible bacterium to keep us safe. So I would pop it right back in there. In fact, I might kick it around the room a little bit. I might, I might play like, I might kick it around with my toe and then try and get another pharmacist to kick it back to me. And then we'd set up a
with your socks on or off?
I know, with your toe. What did you take your shoes off?
I took the shoes.
And which toe?
I took the shoes off and I would have my socks on and then I would try and get a little game going and I would make little goals and we would knock it around for a while and then I'd play hacky sack with it and doing, 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 doing. And then I would kick it up in the air and try and catch it in the little pill case. And if I missed, then I'd have to do it all over again until I got it in. And so that's my answer. And I think that's also the morally correct thing to do.
Morally correct.
And scientifically.
Not the answer I was expecting.
Wait, you're supposed to throw it away, right, Kathy? I mean, that's what you have to do.
But how do you dispose of it?
We do have something called a salvage pile for dropped pills or expired pills.
Are you ever tempted at the end of the day when there's all those dropped pills in there and they're all different kinds of pills for all different kinds of things? Just come on. Just pop a bunch of them at the same time. See what happens.
That's a terrible thing to do.
Well, it's all kinds of different pills. So there's uppers and downers and bennies and jib-jubs and flip-flops. And you pop them all in. And one's for propecia and another one's for a skin ailment. But another one's like, woo, that's a laxative. And then there's another one that's like, ah, that's for retinal disease. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be fun to see what happens.
Thank God you're not a pharmacist.
I think it'd be a fun idea for a game show. You give a person a random handful of pills, and then the audience has to guess, based on their reactions, what they took. And the audience is comprised of top scientists and medical professionals. And some people that just came in from San Bernardino who are looking for a good time. Well, that's my prescription for you. Kathy, you are a lovely person. I really like you. And you seem very cool. And I'm flattered that you that you listening to our foolishness. I really am.
It really has gotten me through a very hard time.
Oh, okay. Well,
I had to class you as a drug, you'd be an antidepressant.
That's nice.
Wait, I want to ask one question of Kathy because I noticed in the notes for this.
Oh, sure. She just said a lovely thing to me, and you want to stop it and make sure let's go someplace else. One of the nicest things I've ever heard from a fan. And you're like, yeah, that's great, Kathy. Something else. Earlier, you called Conan a shithead. Let's focus on that.
This is related because I think you said that your blood pressure goes up when Sona talks back to Conan because you don't know how you would handle that with your own boss. Is that
it's
right?
It's just I didn't realize, but I get a visceral reaction when I'm listening. Usually I'm cracking up, but you know, you have some balls.
So what you're saying, Kathy, is that when you listen to the podcast, you're laughing, you're having a good time, and then when Sona talks back to me in a disrespectful way, you cringe kind of and your blood pressure goes up, right?
Tiny bit.
Yeah.
Tiny bit. Because you feel like, oh my God, Conan's so great and she's being so disrespectful, right?
You don't deserve it, but I guess you instigate sometimes.
Yeah, he does. he does, Kathy. Yeah. Yes,
all right.
He does.
Well, that's
He's
terrific.
He's not Mr. Innocent.
Yeah, pick a side, Kathy.
Yeah, pick a side.
Well, I just want to go back to Kathy, you said a lovely thing to me, and I don't remember it exactly, but it was something along the lines of, if you were a drug, you'd be an antidepressant.
You remembered exactly what
I remembered
you said.
It exactly. Yeah. And then, Matt, you stopped everything and took us back to this part of me that cast me into a dark light. So you see what I'm putting up with.
I think you have a great team.
I do. Okay. I do, and I'm just going to... I'm going to say that because I am medicated.
Yeah. Kathy, my mom is just like you. She hates it when I talk back to Conan.
Yeah, she really doesn't like
it. She does. I don't like you calling him a dick.
Yeah. Well, you call me a dick regularly. And she's like, I don't like that you call him a dick. And I love that about your mom. She's got the right idea.
Yeah.
Kathy, my best to you. I'm sorry that you you said you went through kind of a rough time, and I hope everything's good now.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a lot better. Yeah.
All right.
It's been
good.
A rough year.
Yeah. It has been a rough year.
It's been a year.
And I tell you what, I really do hope I run into you in person one of these days. And whatever we're doing at that time, is it fist bumps? Is it, you know, what will come back? The hug is gone forever, I think.
I don't think that's true.
Well, when I was hugging random women on the subways, I was talking.
Oh, that's different.
But
that's
then I,
different.
You know what? It didn't help that I ran away afterwards.
Yeah, no, that's all never going to be okay.
I would never push you away. I would reciprocate.
Thank you very much. Kathy, so nice to talk to you, really. This was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.